For Monday of Holy Week, we have St. John's story of the woman with perfume, basing the story on one of Jesus' close friends. The other three Gospels have a variant using an unknown and unnamed woman as the subject. But the message and the implication is still very much the same. It was a strange evening. We'd visited Lazarus before with his two sisters, and we knew the Master really loved him. After all, he'd brought Lazarus back from the dead, and being a smelly corpse wasn't much fun. But this time, we were here with Lazarus, and Mary sat at the Master's feet, along with the rest of us. And Martha, as usual, bustled round doing what she was really good at. And if for some reason Martha wasn't complaining about Mary, maybe she knew something, but we hadn't picked it up. Just after we finished the meal, Mary left the table and went out. We thought she'd remember to help Martha, but no. She returned with a bottle of the most exquisite perfume. Then, well, we almost started to worry about her. She untied her hair and sat at the Master's feet and poured the perfume all over his feet. Now, that's not something that a good woman would normally do, except, well, you know, and certainly not in public. After she had poured the perfume, she wiped the Master's feet with her hair. It was totally mesmerizing, and the fantastic smell permeated the whole room, but it really was not the sort of thing you'd ever expect to watch. And the Master didn't object. I mean, he's a great teacher. He knows the law. He should know how we should live. And he should know that you don't touch women who are not family, ever. How could he possibly allow such a disgraceful act? But the Master just looked at her in that way that he had. We'd seen it before with Mary from Magdala. She had now joined us. And Peter had wondered aloud, rather, why the Master had never been married, because he clearly liked women. I think it was then that we all understood what the Master really meant to Mary, and to her sister, and to Lazarus. But really, all this was going too far. And actually, we weren't too sure that either Lazarus or Martha would be best pleased. Just then, Jesus went and spoiled the moment, getting all het up about the waste of money, just pouring perfume over the Master's feet. Now, Judas was a strange one. He had very different ideas of his own sometimes, and we really did wonder why the Master had chosen him. This time, Judas was banging on about giving the value of the perfume to the poor, which seemed a bit strange because we'd all given up perfectly good jobs to follow the Master, and we weren't precisely rolling in it ourselves. But the Master just told him to pipe down, and then he said something about it being a preparation for his burial. Now that's kind of spooky, if you ask me. What did he know?